Blog Talk Radio.
It's time, y'all. Time to open up your mind, time to raise your voice, and time to be entertained and enlightened and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime. You're live tonight on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. BlogTalkRadio.com/howwasyourweekend was with a Z. The call-in number tonight, ladies and gentlemen, 646-727-3279. Hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those of you who have heard this show before and for those of you who are listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. I want to thank you tonight. We're broadcasting live here out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, ladies and gentlemen. And because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, each and every one of you, our show just gets better and better each week. Tonight's not going to be any different. Y'all know how we do it out here, ladies and gentlemen. We've got two chat rooms open tonight. We're going to be blogging, we're going to be chatting, we're going to be talking. Log in, listen, and learn with us, family, because this is how we keep it real and we do it right. And tonight's show is no different. Keep your ears just ready. Keep your mind open and keep your thoughts intact because this, I mean, it's just some things that just have to be said. We've been talking about it. We've been thinking about it. We've been seeing it. And it's just, I mean, it's getting on my nerves tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I just can't take no more. And I know our listeners are going to have to listen to it and just, well, I mean, I can't say any better than this.
You know I can't back when you ain't never been nowhere. You know the answer. I just hold this dick for my
small life. Jesus. Small life. We pay that kid. We don't die, we multiply. I mean, even the late, great Robin Harris even brought it up. I mean, kids are just bad. Everywhere you go, everywhere you look, everywhere you see, they just bad kids, man. I mean, you know, it's just going to be bad behavior in children. It should be expected in any child, you know, and the signs of maybe anxiety, frustration, anger, depression, whatever, man. I mean, all of that can be linked to a more serious problem. We know that. I mean, we got them out here just cutting up all over the place. They're in the malls. They're in restaurants and checkout lines at the grocery stores. They're at the barbershops, won't sit still, and beauty shops. You might even see them at your church. But, you know, even because it's the summer, I've seen them at the pool, at these amusement parks, at the movies. Man, look, the movies, check it out. Why in the world, little boy, little girl, are you at the movies to see the 9 and 10 o'clock p.m. show? Why is your mama and daddy having you out here this show this late for all of this? I mean, it just don't make no sense. I mean, this is crazy. Do we blame the kids? Do we blame the parents? I mean, this just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it. Some of y'all may have some badass kids, and I can't stand them. I'm going to let you know. I mean, there's going to be some children out there that have some good behavior. We applaud them for that. Some kids are and that's understandable. They're children. Understood. However, repeatedly, out of order, out of line, cutting up, just don't make no sense. I don't get it. I mean, call in and talk about this, ladies and gentlemen, 646 727-3279 is the call-in number. I'm going to talk to you a little bit in the chat rooms while we let some of our callers and bloggers just unleash and let it be known that, I mean, if we're talking about show children, that's fine. If you want to be in denial and say that how could my, that ain't my child you're talking about, well, I mean, we have no proof of that right now. Because your child isn't on the phone. Your child isn't here right now. But if we see these little children hopping over seats in the movies, if we see them throwing stuff in cartons and baskets at Walmart, crying unmercifully on airplanes, what are we going to do about this? Well, I know one thing we're going to do. Tonight we're going to talk about it. If you got your phone, put it on speaker, tell your people, tell your friends and call in, because I know y'all seen some badass kids. It's a problem, ladies and gentlemen. It's a big problem. So, I mean, I'm going to do what I do best. I'm going to go to the phone lines. I'm going to talk to my people. And we're just going to address the obvious because it's an issue. Y'all know it's an issue. Y'all know it's a problem. What are we going to do about this? You're sitting on the phone line. You're there. You're in the blog room. You're in the rooms. I know you're there. Ricky Wiggins, I know you're here, man. Can you hear us tonight?
Yeah, my man, I can hear you.
Hey, man, talk to me a little bit about these little badass kids, man. Have you seen any of these badass kids here in Dallas-Fort Worth?
Definitely, brother. I've seen many, many badass kids that take advantage of their parents, tell their parents to shut the hell up and be quiet, mommy, and this is what I want. And I just think the fact that most parents try to be friends with their kids and not parents. Therefore, the kids are now acting bad and talking to their parents like they're their own age, and they're not. So, you know, I went to the movies, and I'm sitting down, and I'm trying to watch the little Karate Kid movie and everything. And the first thing I hear is some little kid like, shut the hell up, Mom. I'm trying to watch the show. Now, I'm sorry. Where I grew up at, I got a backhand on my teeth with them down my throat, but the mom actually just sat down and was quiet. And I turned around and was like, here go my belt. And the woman looked at me like, the audacity, what the hell is wrong with you? How dare you? And I'm like, bitch, what's wrong with you? You should be beating this bastard's ass. What the hell is, you don't talk to your parents this way, and yet and still, it's more of a let's have a time out, Tommy. Fuck that. You beat that little bastard ass, because if you don't do it, understand the truth, the cops will. So that's what I wanted to say. This happened to me this weekend, listening to some bullshit with these little badass bastards. Now, that was just me. Now, if your kids are nice and sweet and calm and all that, beat their ass anyway. Because they done something behind your back and you ain't see that shit. I'm sorry, because ass whoopings has just left the United States and these kids are running a motherfucking muck. That's all I have to say about that right now, my man.
You know what? I couldn't say it better myself, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I've seen them. They're out of control. Ricky said it. Even in church, in the middle of an altar prayer, some little kid to cry, fart, smile, tickle, blurt out. I mean, what's all this? What are we getting here? You ever been up and down maybe a Walmart or a Target or some kind of shopping center, and you see this little bad kid in the basket in front of you? He's picking up bread. He's throwing it. Is he getting home training? How do you just do this just on a regular basis? I mean, what the hell, y'all? What's really going on? 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. If you need to get on and talk to us, press option 1. We'll get you on the line to speak your mind, speak your voice. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, was with a Z. We got 2 chat rooms open, ladies and gentlemen. How was your weekend? Just go to the chat room of the Blog Talk Radio. Tell a friend. Tell them to chime in and just, this is absolute, it's getting on my nerves. I know it's getting on yours. It's bothering me. It's bothering us. I mean, what are we going to do about this? This is insane. I mean, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. We got kids who are just out of control, who I mean, I need to catch my breath on this because I'm getting wild up. I'm going to have to take either have me a drink or take a little medication or something because it's just, it's something I can't understand. Why do y'all think there's so many little badass kids out there in the first place? Is it the parents? Is it what they're watching on television? I mean, is it the games that they're playing? I mean, is it they can get away with this in school and they can come home and just act a fool like this? I'm a little bothered by all this, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you say you're doing your best out there to take care of your kids and all this kind of stuff, and then you go out in public and you see them acting a fool. I'm a little bothered by that. Is that a reflection on you? Is that a reflection on that child? Are you afraid to pull out the belt and the switch? See, I was out of control. My mama whooped me with a switch. July 17th, 1985 was the last day my daddy put a belt to me. Why? Because I was acting up. I got out of control at my grandmother's house. Can't remember what I said. But I promise the lesson was learned. It'll never happen. Whatever it was, it'll never happen again. Why? Because I was bad. I got in control. Some of these tactics that worked on us adults, 35 and older, may need to work on these little badass kids you got at home. You ashamed to put something on your kid's ass to get him together, to get him right? You think they're going to call the people on you because you're being disciplinary? Or you're taking discipline actions on your child? Are you afraid of that little child because he's old and he can stand just as tall as you? I mean, what's going on with you? What's going on with that child? Would it bother you if somebody told your child, hey, get in order, shape it up, get it together? Or would you think that's a bad reflection on your parenting? I need to know this. I need to know what you're thinking. We have callers that are on the line. I know y'all are listening. I know you got a voice about this. I know the chat room is getting full, stepping on in. What are your thoughts on this? Are y'all two, one of the bloggers is saying maybe they trying to be friends instead of being parents. You know what? That's a problem. That is not your friend. You made that person. You don't create friends. You build relationships with other people. Get your kid in and set somebody up every now and then. I got you saying it's hard. I got all that. That's cool. But you're going to have to stay, you know, throw some bolts. You may make it. If you get out of line, if he get out of line, if she get out of line, that's called discipline. Go for broke. It's yours. Have your way. Maybe some of y'all are just too young to be parents in the first place. And really don't know what it takes. I don't know. I'm asking you. I mean, I got the right to talk right now because, number one, this is my show. And second of all, I mean, it is what it is, man. Somebody's going to have to tell you. They've been talking about you at the barbershop. They've been talking about you at work. They talk about you three rows up at the movie theater. They talk about you in the next aisle at Walmart when they're checking out and they're driving back to their car, I mean driving back home in their car, looking at these little badass kids running around. I mean, that's just what they do. That's what we do. You're guilty. You've seen it. Those of you who don't even have children, I know y'all are thinking the same thing. Who is the of this little badass kid? And why are they going around looking dusty, face all nasty, semi-cussing, if not cussing for real? That's just wrong, man. I mean, it's part of the reason our society is what I'm going to say it, and I meant it. If you have a voice and opinion about that, call in to me, 646-727-3279. Bloggers, keep the chat rooms open. I see you in there. We can address that, ladies and gentlemen. For those of y'all who don't know, the party don't stop on the phone. If you're online, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Let us know something, ladies and gentlemen. I'm listening to our bloggers right now. They said the kids are bad as hell, and they have the nerve to talk about other children. the nerve of them. And if you're too young to be a parent, you shouldn't be fucking. You shouldn't be having sex in the first place. Can you believe that? That's what they're saying about you in the blog room, in the chat room, ladies and gentlemen. They're talking about you, parents. You're talking about your child is just eight, and it's cool to be bad. That's crazy. You know what? We need to go back on these exact same parents on Mother's Day, on Father's Day, and excuse my English, slap the shit out of all these people who celebrated that day with these badass kids. The nerve of you. The nerve of us. If you're going to let your kid run around, snotty nose, dirty, going somewhere that you think might embarrass you, I mean, where do you really get off? What's going on with that mentality? 646-727-3279. I mean, Ricky, I can't take it, man. I'm a little bothered. I may have to take a small commercial drink small commercial break, maybe just pull me a drink, because I don't understand it. It's just too much going on not to even understand what's happening.
Well, Brown, how can kids waste tears? Let's just be honest about that. You 18, 19 years old, and you just had your first child, and you still want to go out and party. So you want to dress your little child up to look just like you and all this great shit, and now they acted just like you. They see mama in tight clothes with wigs on and talking crazy. Well, guess the fuck what? It's a learned behavior. If the kids are acting bad, it's because that's how the parents act. Understand, I joke a lot and I curse a lot. Guess what? I joke like my dad and I curse like my mama. It's a learned behavior. So that's why they act that way. I can't really blame the kids. They bad little motherfuckers. It's because of the parents of some sorry motherfuckers. That's the real reason. Because understand, a little baby learns how to crawl, learns how to walk, learns how to talk. Who he learn all this from? The parents. He learned how to dress from the parents because the parents got to buy the clothes. You try to buy the best outfit for a little child, some baby fat, some Gucci, and all this other shit, and dress him up like a baby doll. Then all of a sudden you want to take them out and you want to take them to the hair shop when they're 5 years old, and guess what they hear? Y'all talk some old sorry shit about men. And then when you take them to the barbershop, you hear them talk about women and how big their ass is and how big their titties are. So what you think the little kid's going to do? They're going to emulate what the grown people do. So if the kids are acting bad, I'm like, well, shut the hell up, mommy. Guess what? I bet you the daddy said, hey, woman, you need to shut the hell up. You must have emulated the daddy. And when the little girl raised her hand up, like talk to the hand, she learned that from the mama. So let's understand there's some bad little bastards, true enough, but let's go to the root cause. Why are they that way? It's because of the parents. You know, understand that. You see well-behaved kids because they got well-behaved parents. If you see some rowdy-ass kids, 9 times out of 10, because they got some rowdy-ass parents. You see kids smoking at 10, 11, and 12, where the fuck they get the cigarettes from? They can't buy them at the store. If you see them sagging their pants, where you think they got it from? Their uncle who just got out of jail, got it from their daddy who's trying to be a thug instead of a father. You understand that? You get the little girl with the quick weave. Do I have? But the mama got the quick weave because she's trying to get to the club tonight. And she forgot to do her hair on Monday, so Friday she had to get the quick weave. So guess what? The little girl getting quick weaves now.
Yes.
Understand all this. It's all about emulation. If you take a look at the kid and look at the kid look at the grown-up who holding the kid's hand, guess what? They try to look like little twins. What the hell are you trying to look like a twin for with your child? That is not your friend. That is not your twin. I wanted you with a twin. He would have had you at 35 if you 35. Not a 5-year-old and a 35-year-old grown. What the hell is wrong with you parents? Let's just keep it real.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to piggyback on what Rick is saying and even take it a little, maybe an extreme a little bit further. Maybe those of you who aren't even paying attention to your kids and ignoring them. They got to learn it from somewhere. And if you're not in a position to correct it, it's going to keep on happening. It's going to keep on going. The party's going to keep on, and it's just it's getting out of control. It's bothering me. I'm going to take it to the phone line, ladies and gentlemen, just see what's going on. You know how we do it nationwide. They listen to us all over the country. Since we're in Dallas, Texas, let's talk a little bit to Louisiana and take it out to the booth down in Jones, Louisiana. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Talk to me. Who's on the phone with
me? My name is Cammie Jo, frequent caller.
Cammie, I know you've been
sir.
Listening.
Yes, I have.
Is it a problem?
Yes, there is a problem, but we can't lay all the fault on parents because television, I think, plays a major role. You know, children sit up and watch stuff and hear the stuff. But I mean, parents ought to blame to a certain extent, but we also have to blame the, you know, things happen in the schools. Television, you know, the music that we allow our children to listen to, these kind of things, it's just adding on. Parents have to take control, but we can't just say parents. You know, that's just my take on it. I am a parent, and I try to screen what my kids watch on television, but when they get to school, I can't go to school with them. And they, you know, the school system is failing our children.
Wow, so good point.
So
yeah, no, so, you bring up a good point. That's absolutely right, Cammie. I love that.
Cammie, this is Rick. Now I understand what you're saying, and that's cool and all. But when you talk about what's on television, who paid the cable bill? It's not the kids. When you talk about schools and schools failing the kids, send them to another district. Move. They got private schools. Now, I'm hearing this because it seems like more excuses that parents use. It all falls back on you.
Okay.
Just listening. It all falls back on you. You can't say, well, look what they watch on television. They do got the, they got a lock on television if you got cable.
Right.
Okay. No, I got it on my television. I got it on the DVR. So if I don't want nobody to watch a certain channel, they ain't got to watch it. And my thing is, be more involved with your kids. Whatever the hell they watch, sit down and watch it with them. Say, this ain't right. This is just for entertainment purposes. Lil Wayne with all them tattoos all over his head, guess what? You don't have to do that. He's an entertainer.
Exactly.
If he was all that thug and gangster, he wouldn't be in jail right now. But that white boy said, go to jail on this day, take them teeth out your mouth, and do your time. And guess what he did? As thug as he was, he did it. My thing is, you need to let your kids know this is what it is, man. It still fall back on the parents. If the teachers ain't doing their job, you sit your ass down and help them kids. It is not the kids' fault. It falls back on you. I don't give a damn if you go to the poor school. 1 + 1 = 2 in the Ivy League school, even in the poor school. It still equals 2. And parents want to put the excuses on everybody else. You had them. It was 9 months inside of you. You shit them out. You had them. You need to take care of them, and you need to deal with them. So if any parent caught here with an excuse, understand, Ricky Williams is on the line to let your ass know you wrong, baby. So I understand if you want to hit everybody with an excuse, but let's just keep it real. It still falls on you. That's your child.
I'm not making an excuse, but I grew up in the age watching television where I Love Lucy. You know, they had two different beds. Okay, but the point I'm making is, television, it does not have to be Showtime, HBO. You can turn the TV on at 5 o'clock, even on Disney Channel now. They're kissing and all this kind of thing is going on. That's the point I'm making about television. You know, that's the point I'm making about television. Yes, you can block everything from your television, but when your kid is at school for 8 hours or however long they're at school, they are not in your presence. And, of course, when they're in your presence, they act better. But when they're away from you, they tend to act like, quote, unquote, their peers. Now, if I'm trying to train up my child in the way that I know that they're supposed to act, when they get out of my presence, I don't know how they're going to act. But all I know is that I'm trying to teach, I'm trying to rear them correctly. Now, when they get out with Joe Public, I'm just responsible for what I have tried to teach them. Now, they act like their peers. That's the person that's trying to raise their kid. I'm trying to raise my kid, but does that mean that my kid is not getting the devil man? No, it doesn't. And I'm not making excuses. Only thing I'm saying is there are catalysts in this world that even though whatever you try to do to train your child, they're going to always find the mud hole. Instead of walking the straight line, they're going to always find something to muddy up the water. And as a parent, I'm trying to rear my child. Now, I take full responsibility, full, total responsibility. I'm not one of those parents that when the school calls me, I go up there and cuss the teacher out. No, because my child lives here. And 90% of the time, the way she acts here at the house, it only is going to bubble over at school, and she's going to act a nut, and then I have to go and whoop her butt at school. Because I'm trying to make an example out of her right here and now at the age of 13, and my son is 6. I'm trying to make an example for them. And I don't want them acting a fool, but can I help what they do when they're not in my presence? No, I can't. It's only the training that I've tried to train them. I've only tried to train them.
Well, that's true. But see, the thing is, everybody's going to deviate from the path because they're trying to find their own way. But they're going to go back to their teacher. We're talking about these out of control. I'm not talking about the children. I mean, the parents that are doing what they're supposed to do.
I can't hear you.
I'm talking about the hip parents.
I can't hear you. Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a trip. I mean, we are just out of control tonight. It's getting crazy. I mean, Cammy's been on the phone. Ricky's been on the phone. We're going to keep the phone lines open and just go to a caller here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Ray Hardy, Ray is on the line. I know he wants to speak to us. Ray, are you with us?
Andy Brown, what's going down?
Everything is cool, man. Talk to us. We're talking about these little badass kids, man.
Well, can I offer a solution other than penal institutions? Hey, first off, your boy Ricky, he was touching on some good points. It's not really such thing, bad kids with bad parenting, but the way I see it, it's a lack of communication. What is a failure to communicate? Basically, what them kids are doing is they lacking direction and correction. And the lady touched on some good points about raising a child up in the way that they should go. But you need to also, if she speaking in biblical terms, she need to get some positive reinforcement, what they call a rod of reproof. Also, you don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. See, back in my time and era, when my parents told me don't do something, I didn't do it. We had one set of rules, not two sets. I noticed the families today, they got two sets of rules and regulations. One when the parents there and one when they's gone. When I came, there's one set of rules and regulations, and that went whether they was home or not home. You know, second of all, I've noticed a lot of these kids around here, especially one of the so-called bad kids, we're not going to call them bad, we call them underdeveloped or untrained, for you know, lack of a more positive term. A lot of them are lacking a paternal or father figure in their life. You know, you got a lot of women out here trying to wear two hats, and it's hard. It takes a man to teach a man how to be a man. There's certain principles and certain things that he needs to know to be instilled by a man. Now, a woman can teach you some good character and right and wrong, and I got some boys that came up single-parent household, still came out great productive citizens of society. But, you know, you got to give your children some correction and direction. Parents' job, especially fathers, to guide, guard, and govern. Now, a lot of times it's hard to guide and govern if you're not making a provision. You got a lot of these, you know, halfway dads, not 100%, want to dip in out of the kid's life and not there giving them some a consistent role model. A lot of times you need a consistent role model. Your boy Rick touched up on another good point, the school system. If your kid's in a bad school system, that's because of a bad decision by you as a parent. It's your role in a child. If you have kids, they should be well taken care of. If your kid is in a bad school district, that means you live in a bad area. You need to uproot and move to where you can get the best for your child. You know, in order, priorities ought to be God, family, self. If you can't put your child in a proper place where they can get the proper education, elevation, that's your fault. Also, I was listening to our terminology. The words try and can't shouldn't be in a grown person's vocabulary. Is either can do or won't do. You got to ask yourself, look at the personal mirror, ask which one of you. You know, you need to communicate. You need to let your children know, hey, these are rules and regulations. Anytime we have anything go against them or they broken, it'll be consequences and repercussions. And then sometimes when you train them up in that first 6 years, you got to be like Sarah Boyfriend, let them know mama, daddy is everywhere. Just because you don't see me don't mean I'm around. And also, you got certain things with the hidden cameras in the house. They got things now where you put certain schools got cameras where you log in and see your kids online or plug into it on your phone on TiVo. They got modern technology now. As far as the television, they got certain things called parental guidance. Your boy Ricky touched upon that. You know, you don't have to leave your kid in front of the TV. I know this Generation X, where they looking for instant gratification, but you don't have to let the TV raise your child. You should make where they can only watch TV 1 hour a day. You ought to have study time a day with the children to read a book for 1 hour a day. Watching TV ought to be a luxury, not a necessity. You know, a lot of people got the game backwards. You got to set your game plan for your children, preferably before you have it. Because failing to plan, you can plan to fail. And addition, I want to touch on a few. What you about to say, Mr. Brown?
No, brother, you're touching on some good stuff here. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to call in and listen to this man. He's kicking some knowledge, 646-727-3279. Before we go back to the phone lines, Ray, let me ask you this question, man, because you've been enlightening us since you've been on the line. Do you think that most parents are aware that they even have bad kids?
Most parents are caught up in everyday situations of life trying to make the ends meet, trying to pay the bills. A lot of them are working overtime, trying to get that extra money. What they really need is some balance in their life. You know, time to work, time to play, time to worship, time to pray. A lot of people, they put more emphasis into work. Back in the old school, the man used to go out and make the money. The wife used to take care of the house. I know it's a different day and time. You need two people to help to make it work. But, you know, it's a way to work it out where you got balance. And like I said, you train that child up in the first 6 years and let them know, hey, this is right, this is wrong. It's just like when you're teaching about the stove. Stay away from the stove. Don't touch the stove. It's hot. Sometimes you got to let them burn their finger, bump their head, so they can see what you're talking about. They be like, hey, mom and daddy, I tell me some stuff don't sound good, but, hey, they ain't never telling me nothing that's going to hurt me. You got to tell your child, hey, I don't want you hanging with Joe Blow out in the street. If I hear a catch or tell you hang with Joe Blow, I'm put this belt on your behind. See, a lot of people that got away from that. That right there solve a lot of problems. That give a lot of direction and correction. All they need is the proper instruction so they get the proper production. And, you know, when you tell these kids something nowadays, you got to say what you mean and mean what you say. A lot of times you say stuff, let it blow out the window. If I follow all that old talk to the hand from a child, they need to know the hand that's feeding it. And if they don't know the hand that's feeding, they catch their hand in their mouth. You know, they need to know how to respect the game. That's what it is. A lot of these people that got out of pocket.
Well, let me ask you this, Ray. Do you think it's more of a bad reflection on the child or more of a bad reflection on the parent when the kids are bad and acting up?
Man, it's a reflection on the child, the parent, and the community in which they reside. It takes a whole village to raise a child, but it still starts at home. Them two parents. If you ain't got two parents, you better find an uncle or cousin, a pastor, a Boy Scout troop, or YMCA. Children need that father figure to get that good guidance so they know how to respect authority. You have to learn how to respect authority, whether in the classroom, in the street, respect authority on the job, military, wherever you go, there's always going to be somebody higher than you. You got to learn how to respect authority. And a lot of kids ain't been taught about respect.
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Ray is on it tonight. If you want to know who this man is, because a lot of people have some questions, who is this man? Where did he come from? His profile is on the website, howwasyourweekend.com. He's featured there with myself and Ricky Williams. Take a look at his profile, ladies and gentlemen. But let's keep him on the line while he's still there. Ray, if you got a minute, just hang out with us for a little bit. Let's go ahead and keep the phone lines open here in Funky Town, Fort Worth, Texas. Are you there?
I'm here.
We have a caller from Fort Worth. Who's on the line with us talking tonight? Caller from Fort Worth, Texas, phone number ending in 0861.
Oh, hola, guys. What's up, Ricky, Andy? It's Andy. How are you guys?
Hey, Andy. What's going on?
Oh, listening to this. Thank you. I agree with Ray. I believe I used balance a lot today, that very single word. And it's true. These kids nowadays need parents. I'm raising a teenager. So, you know, a girl at that going through puberty. So I trust her enough, though, that she has the fear of her father and me in her. She knows to push the limits, but not the wrong buttons. So I trust her out there. I know she cusses. I'm sure she's done things she's not supposed to. I can't shelter her the rest of her life. We just can't do that as parents to our kids. They have to learn somehow the hard way. Otherwise, they're just going to be dumbfounded when they do end up in reality, in the real world. So I think it does go back to the parents. I mean, I think I turned out okay. I had some rough patches along the way, but I made it, and I've been making it. So I appreciate Ray's comments. So salute to you, sir.
That's what's up, Andy. Ray, you have a comment?
Hey, I want to let you know another thing. I started having problems when they took prayer out of schools. Everybody might not worship the same way, you know, but I don't tell nobody to worship. I just tell them what works for me. You know, but prayer does change the thing, and the family to pray together stays together. You know, a lot of people lacking our religious and moral values. A lot of people, you know, just gave up on the church. They need to get firmly rooted and grounded. They need to work on their spiritual side. And you know, once you got God on your side, you can't fail. You might fall. You might slip. But, you know, he'll catch you. He'll carry you. He'll help you go through when you can't take yourself through. You know, you got to create a routine. And you got to start. You got to instill certain things in your kids from birth. You got to let them know, hey, you special. You my child. You a royal priesthood. You a chosen generation. You come from good family stock. You know what I'm saying? You got to let them know, hey, we got high expectations for you. You know, a lot of, I give you an example. A lot of times people be flying too close to the barn. But I tell them, eagles made to soar in high places. But, you know, you get to flying close to the barn, you dealing with animals or things that eat off the ground. You got chickens, rats, mice, cows, sows, a whole bunch of other things. You know what I'm saying? That's why you see eagles flying alone. You don't see them hanging in packs like chickens. You know, sometimes you can be in this world but not of this world. You know, you don't have to succumb to peer pressure. You need to teach them that. Another thing that helped me out along my way was sports. We had coaches that taught us, you know, hey, stay away from this. Hey, you got, life is about choices. Life is about decisions. Sometimes you make some good decisions. Sometimes you make some not so good decisions, but it's consequences and repercussions. But they showed us what that road looked like further down the road, so we knew how to avoid certain pitfalls.
Correct. Ray, I have to so agree with you. I am just loving your, you can preach on. I will pay you my 10% tithe, sir. but between me and my daughter's father, we made a pact as parents, say, you know, 10 years ago. We're not together anymore, but we made this. It's not about us anymore. It's about her. And let's focus on her. Let's do that. And that's where we've guided her whole entire life thus far. It's the same thing he was in sports and basketball and me and cheerleading and volleyball. Everything is all focused on school. And this pill, I mean, you don't necessarily have to have the two parents in the home as long as the, and this goes back to a previous show, the Father's Day show, you know, deadbeat dads, you really need to be there for your kids because the women can't do it all by themselves. And I'm blessed to have that for my daughter. So I salute you, seriously. You're preaching on some good stuff.
Well, my thing is you can be separated, but you don't have to be segregated. As parents, y'all should be on the same page when it comes to your child. Hey, y'all, we can agree, disagree agreeably, and when it comes to this child, we're going to be on the same page. We want the best for our child. Even though we're not relating as far as relationship-wise, we need to relate to the same thing, which we got a common bond as this child. We need to make sure they come up and come out and go out into the world the right way. And whatever they need, y'all need to work together as a team to get it done to make sure they have a firm place and foothold society.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Now, you mentioned Ray. I just want to bring this up because they're talking about this in the Blog Talk chat room about consequences. You know, what are the consequences that children can have? You know, just by getting out of line. I mean, what kind of consequences can people actually see? Because we talk about what goes on and what they're doing and what they're not doing, but how does this affect them in the long run?
Hey, they taught us the game is 90% mental. I'm going to give you a prime example. One of my boys just played with me. He had a son. He decided he wanted to hang with the wrong crowd, go out and try experimenting smoking. And he got caught at school. And like we tell him, hey, somebody always watches you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to be twice as good, twice as fast. Anyway, you know what he did? You know, down here in Texas, it gets hot. First, he took away old boy all his designer clothes. You wearing nothing but khakis and long sleeve shirts to school every day, even though it's 90, 110 degrees. Second of all, give me them designer shoes. We go on the Kroger and get you some of them zipper kicks.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Hey, all your friends looking at you like, what's wrong with you? You got a long sleeve shirt and it's wintertime. all his brother stuff took it up. Then he told him, hey, if you do the same thing again, we cutting this designer stuff up, or we give it to Goodwill. You got to start off fresh. You see what I'm saying? Hey, you can take away certain things. Hey, you ain't got to stop them going outside. Hey, you just can't go outside for a week. Or going outside to play. You know, it's just like when I used to play football, we had one guy who would go against the grain and always challenge the coach. And the coach couldn't get across to him. What the coach used to do, he used to make the whole team run extra. But guess what? We used to get over in that little corner. We used to give him some act right, or we used to give him some words of wisdom. Let him know, hey, we ain't going to be doing all this extra for you. You got to show the child how it's affect how it's going to how as a consequence of their action it's going to affect them. You know, you might want to put them on a meatless diet. You might have to only eat greens, a bologna sandwich, or peanut butter and jelly. That's what your dinner is. Cause they need to know who putting that food on the table, who paying their rent, who pay the electricity. They need to not only respect you but respect your money. You might have to go to the basement with no lights. After your homework done, you need to go straight to sleep. You ain't getting no lights because you don't respect my money. You don't respect me getting up going to work every day, working hard to provide the best for you. I'm gonna show you what it's like.
Some you know what?
Might need to take them down to a homeless shelter and let them see what it's like, and let them appreciate.
It's funny you bring that up because most of the time, a lot of single parents will bring up some of the facts. You know, hey. Son, daughter, I got a lot going on. You know, mommy, daddy can't afford that right now. So is that even something that we should even let children know? Should they even be aware of some of the hardships that their mom and dad is dealing with, even though that, you know, parents are doing their best? Does that cause?
Are you asking one of us? Because I can raise my hand to that.
Well, ladies first.
Thank you, sir. I believe it's okay because there were times that I fell on hardships with him playing basketball and being overseas here, there, and everywhere where I had to pull all the weight. And, yeah, there were times where I couldn't afford, you know, like, and to me this is a luxury, and it should be, cheerleading, because that's what she loved to do. And I couldn't afford it sometimes. But I had no choice. So, you know, I had bills to pay. I had rent, a car payment, you know, everything. So, you know, baby, yeah, I can't give it to you right now. She gets mad now if at school her lunch account is under $20 a week. Really? Okay. She's getting to the point of spoiled and... that's where we're trying to back off, but she already knows where her future's taking her. So, Ray, you take the floor.
Let me comment on that. You got certain things in life that's luxuries, and certain things in life that's basics. You know, as a parent, you have certain responsibilities. Now, as long as your child doing the right thing and making good grades in school and they respectful home, you know, and I give another example. I got another friend. They got a couple sons, but, you know, they're not able to make sure that they picked up from practice, so their sons had to miss out on playing football, which is an integral part of their development. Well, as a parent, it's certain things you ought to provide as a parent, and it's not always can't do, maybe not right now, but you never say never to your child. On the other hand, hey, your child won't be a cheerleader. Hey, it might cost $150, $200. Hey, go talk with the people. There's ways around it. I'm in sports. Hey, you go talk with the people. Cut a deal. Look, you know, my baby wants to cheerlead. This is where hard at. She want to be out here. Can you let us come practice? Maybe set up a little payment plan. Maybe I can give you $50 every 2 weeks. Sometimes you have to sacrifice for your child, especially if your child's performing. You know, now it's one thing your child want to take a trip to Brazil or something like that, but cheerleading, sports, you know, those are kind of like integral parts of growth and development. Also, they're going to take the time and teach your child some other inherent skills that's going to help them along the way. Like this upcoming season, your child might want to go cheerlead. Well, you know, prior preparation. You know, hey, she want to cheerlead. I might need to start saving $25 a day. You know, I can cut back on lunch, snack machine, Coke, chips, pop,
yeah,
and put that money toward my baby. same time with your child. You spend $20 a week on lunch. Hey, maybe she might need to learn how to pack a lunch, teach her some home economics at home. Hey, baby, look here. If you need to put $50 a week, I'm going to do $25, $30. You're going to need to do $20 or something to help out the cause. But this, if you really want this bad, we're going to make it happen because mama's going to work with you to help you achieve your goal. You might need to, hey, put on that old school, take a bag lunch. That right. Lunch from home probably more nutritious than what she's getting in school. You can go to Sam Club, Walmart, you know, and buy $20. You might can buy enough food to carry her for 3 weeks lunch. You know, then let her make the choice.
But again, I've never really sheltered her from anything because I believe in growing pains because we all have had them. Confinement or not, whatever, luxuries, rich man, middleman, poor man, we have all had these growing pains. So I want her to see it and experience it, and she has. And, again, I know she's a badass out in them streets. I know she is. She run her old school. She all straight A's, honor society, everything, cheerleader, track, everything, b-balling. She stands 5'8" at 13 years of age and looks at me and calls me shorty. So it's like, okay, yeah.
She knows
what's right. She does.
Lucky smile when she calls you shorty. Also, you need to get with me after this show because I'm also a nationwide recruiter scout. We might plug in one of these good colleges. I deal with kids on a regular everyday basis with ChosenOneSports.com with the numeric character one in the middle. And we might help her elevate her game and take it to another level. Also plug her in with some extra exposure.
She wants to be a doctor, but basketball is her thing right now. So.
Hey, now basketball might get paid for her to go to school and be a doctor.
Exactly. Go ahead, my
bad. You all, I want to address the chat room because the chat room is listening. They're paying attention. Before I go to the phone lines and get my caller from Houston, Texas, I want to just kind of chime in and let you all know. I mean, the chat room is agreeing. They're agreeing with us. They're talking with us, ladies and gentlemen. But they're also saying some interesting things also that maybe you can't explain to a child that they can't afford certain things and not putting in a child in an adult situation keeps them in a child's place.
I was just about to touch on that. Some things you share with your child, and some things child should know. Like my boy told me, he didn't know that they was poor until later on in life, after he got a job or whatever. It's your job as a parent to provide certain basics, to protect and to provide, and to guide, guard, and govern. With that guide and guard, you also got to guard their mind because they can get scarred at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, kids don't need to know that they poor. You just got to get out, get your hustle on. If you got to get your side hustle or create your own business, I mean, you weren't made to be poor. You know, even the Bible tell you that you were given the power to create wealth. A lot of people sitting on the gold mine waiting for somebody to give it to them. If you ain't getting it how you get it, hey, go apply for another job or create your own job or business on the side. But certain things you share with your child, hey, mama going to work on it. We might can't get this week. But we're going to work on it. As long as you're doing child doing what they're supposed to do, you as a parent need to do what you're supposed to do. Whether you need to go find sponsors or go out and, create other sources of income or get it done.
All right.
Let me pose this question, Ricky and Andy, before you go with your next caller. Is it best that the parents be out there on their grind and hustle, working two jobs apiece or just one apiece and not spend not a time with them but only, what, dinner time and homework time versus, I mean, just never there or always there. It's either or. So where is the balance?
You got to select the job that's going to incorporate your family lifestyle. Sometimes you might have to pass on the job. Hey, this job right here got me working weekends, late nights. I ain't got nobody there with my baby. Sometimes you got to sacrifice. Sometimes you might have to incorporate entrepreneurial ventures. As long as you got one parent working where they got insurance for somebody else, y'all could balance and create a family-owned business. But the children is your legacy, and that's an investment in your future.
Okay.
And if you don't invest wisely right now, it's going to show up later when you need them.
Let's go to the phone lines. Subject tonight, ladies and gentlemen, badass kids. Let's keep the focus on these children, ladies and gentlemen, because, I mean, as parents, yes, we know there's some issues. We know there's some things going on. But is it really the kids' fault? Houston, Texas, you're on the line with us. Who is this?
This is Bridget.
Hey, Bridget.
Nothing much. Here's the thing. I don't think bad children are not born bad. I don't believe that. Children are born bad. What I do believe is that in some situations, I think at a certain age, children are given way too many options. I don't think you eat what I cook. Maybe you'll respect it more. If you don't want to eat what I cook, you can go to sleep. It's kind of how it goes down. You don't get to pick what you want to wear to school because I know what's best for you because I am your parent. I am to take care of you. And most of the time, I think that kids have way too many options. I think we have a lot of conversations around our children that we shouldn't have, which is why they are confused about what a child's place is, where there are questions you don't ask. There are questions, when I say questions you don't ask, first of all, we shouldn't be having, I don't think that children should know a lot of stuff, adult situations. I don't believe they should because I know children will take on stress. Will they feel stressed in the situation? I'm sure they probably will. They can sense stress in a home environment. However, I do think – I don't think you should – you know, for me, when I was younger and I was growing up, it was I guess I didn't know I was broke or that we were poor because maybe everybody in the neighborhood was, so it didn't seem abnormal to me for some things. But when there were things that my mama couldn't afford, and I remember her saying how she would go in her room and she would cry – and pray because she couldn't get me something that I wanted. But she didn't tell me, I can't afford it, that's why you can't get it. It was, for the most part, because I said so. You don't need everything that everybody has, and blah, 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 blah. Those kinds of things. So it bothers me when I'm sitting around my girlfriends and they have their children in the room with us. Because I'm real big on children being where children need to be. You need to make a room for the kids and put a TV in there or something, but children do not need to be around adults when they're having conversations. And I'm talking about children, all children, you know, but even more so, children under the age of 12 really don't need to be around. First of all, they repeat everything. Secondly, whatever bad traits they have, they picked it up somewhere. They didn't just figure it out. They picked it up somewhere. They either picked it up from you, your homegirl. They heard you talking on the phone and your friend about it, all kinds of stuff. And when a lot of us were younger, there were just things they didn't do. I didn't know my mama drank because they didn't drink around the kids. I didn't know that those little purple gold bags, those little Crown Royal bags, I didn't know they were Crown Royal bags until I went to Grambling. They were just the bags. They were just the bags that I stuck my marbles and my crayons in. You can laugh, but I'm just saying, I really was, I mean, children were in a child's place. And they had respect for authority. But they had respect for authority because my mama showed respect for people older than her by saying, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. If you don't say yes, ma'am, they pull you back in the room and say, did you say yes, ma'am, to her? And they correct the action when it happens so that when they grow up and they go out, we already know they're going to do whatever. They're going to do what they do when they're not in our presence. But you would hope that at the end of the day when they're really small, I think that's really, really where you catch them. And if you don't correct it then because you think it's cute, like my mama already said, whatever it is that you think is cute now is going to make you cry later on. So you need to correct it now and get it done. Bad kids are made. They're not born that way. That's it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Bridget, for calling in. We appreciate that. Ray, what's your take on what Bridget had to say?
Hey, she was on the point. They are born that way. They made that way. And sometimes they're a product of their environment. You know, you usually get what you get around. If you want to be great, surround yourself with greatness. If you want to be a winner, surround yourself with winners, and you won't lose. Because a winner's not a quitter's not a winner, but it has to be instilled in them from birth. It's certain principles and guidelines. Hey, they might do it like this down the street, but this is how we do it in our family. As for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. You got to let your kids know where you stand, how you stand, and which direction they need to follow in. If they're not going to abide by your rules and regulations, they need to matriculate elsewhere.
Okay. So how do we really encourage, you know, good behavior in children to avoid us really calling them badass kids?
They got what they call a reward mechanism. Not that they always gonna get some new gym shoes or whatever, but hey, sometimes you just gotta give them some courage. Hey, son, you did a great job. I wanna let you know I'm checking you out. Hey, I saw that you got an A in your class there. Keep up the good work. You're gonna be somebody. You gotta give them positive reinforcement. Prime example, you know, you got the control group and the experimental group. You know, you can tell one child you ain't gonna be nothing. You're gonna be just like your no good daddy. And a couple of expletive deleters go along with it. Or you could tell your child, hey, you're the greatest. And perception eventually becomes reality. You tell your child that they're great enough, they start believing, they get in their spirit, start working toward greatness, sooner or later they will achieve greatness. You have to instill that in your child.
Okay. I'm with that. I'm all with that. We have the lady still on the line. Andy, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I have some mixed reviews on what Bridget, was her name? I'm sorry, Bridget? Or anyway. There are certain things that you should use kid gloves with and earmuffs with kids. Not in my family. Growing up, I've seen it all. And the horrific relationship I was in, my daughter saw that too. And she's not dumb. And what she saw was that it was my fault and my discretion. And to this day, I feel so bad for her seeing that. But it's made her stronger in her head and mine towards guys. She's just like, oh, yeah, they like me. I just blow them off. Okay, good. Thank God, you know, I'm not going to be a grandparent in like 4 years, you know. I'm not on that path, but it does go back to confinement and what you grew up in and everything. Everybody knows that. But you have to evolve from that. Make your own evolution and let it revolve from there. I mean, you can't keep these kids secluded because guess what? When they get out there, they're going to get buck wild, and that's when they ask it bad. My daughter knows so much. I swear she should be 80 by now. It's just because of what she's seen, she's heard, and she knows that ain't for me. I'm not going to do it. I've seen my mom go through it, or I've seen my dad go through it. So I'm not even going there. She's more the leader. So it boggles my mind. Yeah, there's certain things you shouldn't say around a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old. I'm talking about a 13-year-old, almost grown woman. She's taller than me, and I'm grown. So, I mean, come on now. It's just like...
That's what they make grown stick for.
No.
Oh, no. She been beat up. Believe that.
That's not what I'm saying. Like I said, my comments really were geared towards those who are under the age of 12. And so I've already said that. That kind
right.
Of,
I heard that.
Yeah. So that
I have nieces though, and it's hard because my younger nieces are around her, and I have two older nieces, 17 and 15. And they're, you know, they all get around and they say stuff and they're just like, oh, yeah, I get it. But they're going to hit it one day just like you were talking. And they're going to be like, wow, I didn't know you did that. You kept it secret. Yeah, everybody has secrets. It's just because they don't show. Okay, that's fine. It's going to rear its head one day. And I don't know who's going to look like the jackass because my daughter knows, I mean, other than my sex life, anything about me. She knows everything. So there's nothing that she can't come to me and talk to me about.
Yeah. And I believe that you definitely have to have that level of conversation. But that'll make him a badass kid. So it doesn't make him a bad kid. At the end of the day, they're going to, like someone mentioned already, they're going to do what they're going to do when they're not in your face.
Right.
You just hope that during their primary formative years that you said something and put something in them that they can reflect on when that situation comes up, or that will make them at least feel remorseful when they do something. But for me, when I'm talking about bad, I'm talking bad, like hitting people and not respecting elders and doing things like that and going over to other people's house and jumping on their couch and doing all crazy stuff like that. That's bad.
That could also be something medically needs to be medically assessed.
But you know what? By the time, but if they're my friends and they bring their kids to my house, I already know that because we've discussed that.
Excuse me,
some random brand new kid. That's what I was referring to with bad kids.
Andy, I just want to talk about this medical problem. Why is it it's only in Generation X?
No, it's not.
What I'm saying is, let me finish. What I'm saying is, when I was growing up, there was a solution to my agitation. It was called an ass whooping. It wasn't Ritalin. Uh-huh. I didn't have ADD because I had a DAD. So you have to understand, it's the parents. It got to go back to that. It was that ass whooping.
The only reason I want to cut you off is for one. There are some things called mental illness that, unfortunately, in the black community, we want to act like don't exist. So let's just keep it real on some instance that, I mean, on some level, that maybe Generation X is realizing that something is really wrong. Uncle Johnny wasn't just touched. Uncle Johnny wasn't just like that. You know, that's what they used to tell you when you were little. You know, that's just how Uncle Johnny is. Uncle Johnny had a damn mental problem, and nobody wanted to deal with it, and nobody wanted to send him to the doctor, and nobody wanted to give him no pill for it because he had a chemical imbalance. And maybe Generation X has realized now, you know what, there are things where my child has that chemical imbalance. Maybe they really do, and I'm talking beyond ADD. You know, maybe my child really does have a chemical imbalance, and maybe they're looking at alternative solutions. You know, just like there used to be, oh, you got to get a full dang on hysterectomy. Well, it ain't the case now because in some form or fashion, medicine has moved forward. So let's not – I don't want to do that in terms of saying that all ADD cases are not a chemical imbalance and just kids need to have a butt whooped. I just wanted to throw that out there. So I'm just saying there are things now that were available to Generation X who are now raising children that was not available when we were all growing up.
Exactly. I concur completely because in my day, yeah, to this day, ADHD all the way. And you know what? Thank God my daughter doesn't have it. She might have it, but she acts it out through sports. And it's just the point of a child being, you know, bored. And then you have autism. What about a, you know, autistic child? That's totally separate from ADHD. There are, and I hate to use the word, but mentally retarded children. So, yes, ADD does exist. It is a mental disorder. It is something wrong in the brain. And you can't get mad at some kid coming up and biting you because he don't know no better. His mind's not there. It wasn't developed properly because maybe mama was smoking the crack while she was pregnant. Who knows?
We are talking about kids. I understand that they have kids who have certain illnesses. I ain't talking about them. We're not talking about them today. That's the next episode. What the fuck we talking about? Is these badass kids that you can't control. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about kids that we know that have special needs. Mm-hmm. Now, the kids on the couch just because they feel like jumping on the couch. That's the ones we're talking about. We ain't not talking about kids that are going to walk up and bite you. We get them. But we're talking about the ones that you can't control because you did a piss poor job. Now, my thing is, what you try to do, a lot of people, well, you know, let's get back to, well, let's talking about we can't say things in front of the kids, or I say everything in front of my child. Understand one thing. Your child's brain is still developing. He cannot take in everything that you can as an adult. You can't talk to kids the way you can talk to me. I understand you better. You have to talk to a child as if he is a child. You cannot talk to a child like he's grown. If your daughter is 13, you need to talk to her on the level of 13. not on the level of 30 because you 30. I'm sorry. Some parents do that. Let's get away from that. You are 13. I understand you think you know, but you don't know because you haven't been through it. You could think that sushi tastes bad, but you don't know because you've never been through it or you never tasted it. You have to talk to them on that level. Most parents try to talk to their kids as if they're adults or if they're their best friend, and they are not. Yeah. I am. And a lot of people are trying to do that. You can't do that.
Got an apology there, Rick. You know what? At least she'll know when she gets there. Oh, shit. Mama told me.
Yeah.
That you and you cannot give no infinity tape backs on that, because that's what my mother always did with me. Don't say I never told you so. And it's all happened. It's been like, well, damn, yeah, you hit your head hard enough, you touch that stove, that shit gonna burn. It's gonna hurt. So don't say I didn't tell you. You just took the plunge and did it yourself. So, no, I'm not trying to put a 30-something mind in my 13-year-old's head. However, when she does get to the age of 18, when she decides she wants to date, have sex, whatever, God, I don't even want to think about that, but it's going to happen. I want her to be prepared.
Okay.
So she's not a badass kid. My bad, Rick. Go ahead.
No, I mean, we talk about the kids and their behaviors, you know, behavioral problems. Some things can be symptomatic. Some can be more severe than others. But we know the issue is out there. But what's causing it? I mean, what makes a kid want to go to somebody else's house, jump all over the mattress? You know, what gives you the right to do that? What gives you the right to run around, pick up little items in the house, thinking you outside and you the world's greatest superhero? You know, because you saw this on television. I got the fact that, you know, some of these kids are watching TV and they're thinking that they are superheroes and they want to go outside or they want to stay inside and grab these chairs and thinking they're the greatest, you know, Sheamus and all these WWE superstars that John Cena and all this who they think they are. You know,
We all wanted to do it. However, we were always told a couple of things. When we get in this house, don't you ask for nothing. When we get in this house, you don't want nothing to eat. Don't act like I didn't feed you. When I get in this house, you sit down and you don't touch nothing. Those were the ground rules before you went inside anywhere, before you went inside the grocery store, before you went inside.
Oh, good Lord.
When you walk in this house, open your mouth and you speak. And so you come in already terrified at the front door. Hey, good morning, everybody. And you sit down. And you sit right next to your mama. And then if another little kid come out from the back, your mama say what? Go play.
You know what Bridget brings up as a word that we have not used all night, and that's fear.
There
you go. Speak on that.
I did.
You brought that up? Well, let me tell you this.
I did. You better redo it. Yeah, I did. I'm going to put the fear of God in my between her and
mom. I'm still scared of my mama, and I'm 34.
I'm not talking
I'm scared of my mama, and I'm 32.
Ass whooping. It's good. You're going to fear God. I got that. You're going to fear mom and dad. I got that part. But are you afraid of that ass whooping that's about to come if you get out of line?
Honestly, in my day, back then, it was two choices. You want this ass whooping now, it's going to hurt for just a minute, or you want that two-week punishment. And I was like, man, I know I can just take this lick and go on with it and be on my merry way and fuck up some more shit. But you know what? I took the punishment. I didn't get the whipping.
See, where I came from an ass-whooping family. Anybody I got out of line, man, woman, child, animal, they got dealt with purposely.
Not everybody.
We got that ass-whooping and the 2 weeks. But see,
y'all just stood in line. bad, huh?
And then it has to be everybody because somebody talked you into it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
mm-hmm.
No, my daddy had a special belt with ventilation holes in it.
It happened, gentlemen. It happened though. And I think we came out all right. I would think that we came out all right. But it's not happening now. I got the point that, you know, you can go and run and call 911 and it's
exactly
a problem. I have a problem with that. So if I'm somewhere and I'm with my child, he gets out of line, you can't tell me I don't have the right to put my hands on my child and get him in order. Not because that's going to happen, but I have the right
to get him in order. Now he's trying to send motherfuckers to jail.
Oh, CPS will get called real quick, and that baby will be snatched real quick. Believe that. I've seen it.
And the funny thing is CPS has been around forever.
I know, but...
Never threatened my, but I just laugh because I never once threatened anybody that I was going to call CPS on them because they hit me. Like no adult. It's interesting that it's such an option for them now.
Exactly.
I mean,
because it's in
I
school.
Call CPS. Call them. Matter of fact, let me go drop you off.
Yeah, exactly. Let the motherfuckers have you. Go ahead.
Well, see,
I sound like Ricky's cussing on here. My bad, Rick.
The game has changed nowadays. Sometimes you can't just bust them all up where they bruise. Sometimes you got to hit them in the head or the stomach where it don't show bruises. Or you got to use alternative means of discipline. Maybe this might not be the time or the place to put that belt or go upside their head, but you can do like they used to do in school. Put them in a ride, take them about two miles down the street, and make them jog to the house. So you can make them do some calisthenics and use positive reinforcement that's going to help them get better as a child and a person, and they can...
Or they just take a couple of sick days to the...
Sometimes we had to do wall sits as our punishment for 30 minutes. That shit hurt. I'm saying, I still believe in whipping. I've never really hit my daughter Maya, but man, there's some times I want to cold cock her ass like a mug, but I just can't. And I'm not going to do it. Her dad hasn't whipped her either. We never have. But she's had that fear that they both crazy, so I know not to mess with them. So she just steers clear of it. And I'm thankful for that. Honestly, I am.
Well, Ray, I want to keep it, keep the perspective here. Maybe you can address this since you're dealing with Chosen One Sports. Do you think it's important for children to have role models to eliminate such behavior or correct such behavior thereof?
Me personally, Andy, her father, no. She doesn't know the whole story about that, and she'll learn it when she's 18. But I think there are a few that she looks up to. She does look up to her dad, but I don't, just one discretion I don't want, I mean, I have to keep from her for right now, because otherwise her dreams will fail at that, even though college is paid for, it's just, that's a tough question. I have to ponder that one and get back at you.
Understood. Ray, what do you think? Do you think it's important for children to have role models?
It's definitely important for them to have role models, but again, main role model should be the parent, not Charles Barkley, not some athlete that got a whole lot going on the side or somebody you saw on TV. Because we all got hidden idiosyncrasies. We all got things in the closet. We all got things we need to get better. Nobody's perfect. But
I know, Ray, but her father was a pro baller, so as a parent, It's a double-edged sword.
Well, kids that need direction and support also need role models, but some parents weren't taught, so they don't know how to parent. You know what I'm saying? How do they know except they've been taught? A lot of them, you know, need to get involved in the school, the church, the community. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People have centers, school, home, church, community. You know, you need to come together as one, as a team. You know, you need a team. Hey, I understand some people might need to work late on these nights. Maybe you can get a little Johnny next door. Hey, I'm going to be working late on these nights. Can you keep an eye on my house, make sure everything's straight, you know, and, you know, if anything go wrong, send me a text message or call. I get it straight. You know, you got to get somebody on your team. If you try to weigh the shoulder, all the weight on your shoulders by itself, it's going to bring you down. You need to get some help. And little Johnny mom might work on Saturday. Hey, just send a little, drop little Johnny off over here. He can play with little Tyrone, and we keep 100 till you get off, and, you know, we work something out.
Okay. Well, that's what's up, man. I mean, I know we're coming to the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Bridget, I want to thank you for calling in. Andy, I want to thank you for calling in. Cammy, I want to thank you for calling in. Everybody who called in, my bloggers tonight. Before we get out of here, you know, Ray's brought on some interesting points tonight. Ray, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you got going on.
Well, I'm a nationwide recruiter, scout. I also coach, head coach of All-American Bowl this year. Also, I'm a nationwide promoter and marketer. So if you have a business, product, or service that needs to be promoted or marketed, get at me, BigRayInternational.com. As far as the ones, as far as the recruiting services, if you have a student athlete that wants to go to college on athletic scholarship, ChosenOneSports.com can help. Email BeRecruited@ChosenOneSports.com with the numeric character 1 in the middle, or call 817-939-9324. You know, if you know any up-and-coming graduating high school seniors, athletes, or college athletes that dropped out of college with remaining eligibility want to return, ChosenOneSports.com may have a solution. Tell them to call now, 817-939-9324. Are you an athlete from Pee Wee to the pros looking to get more recognition or a second chance or proverbial foot in the door? Let ChosenOneSports.com, National Scouts, Recruiters, and Trainers for the next level, assist you in your quest for success. Call now, 817-939-9324. ChosenOneSports.com, C-H-O-S-E-N, the numeric character 1, SportsWithAnS.com, your premier source for success. Winning is a lifestyle. Greatness is not a coincidence.
That's what's up. Real talk, people. If you need to see that link, Chosen One Sports, it's on the website at blogtalkradio.com, right there under the amazing read of Prolonging My Dog's Life. Quick read, ladies and gentlemen. And if you know of those children who are, you know, looking to get their foot in the door, and you know you got some stellar athletes, they may be some badass kids. They may be some really good young men. But if Ray can help them out, let him get in position to help your children out, ladies and gentlemen. That's how we do. We network here. If you know of anybody that has a business or wants to share their ideals, have them log into the show. We log in, we listen, and we learn from one another, ladies and gentlemen. That's how we build a community. We keep each other strong. We keep each other uplifted. And we keep each other motivated because we know somebody who needs somebody. And that's just real talk. We got that at GSU, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody is somebody. So if you know somebody that needs somebody, let's go ahead and reach out to somebody. We just keep the party and we keep it going just like that each and every week. Well, I've enjoyed tonight's show. I hope you have. We just keep it real each and every week, ladies and gentlemen. That's how we do. That's what you deserve. We got real talk with real people about real issues. We ain't fake. We ain't fronting. We ain't phony. We keep it 100 all the time, every week, 8 o'clock Central, p.m. time, 1.5 hours, 90 strong minutes of nonstop entertainment. I just want to say thank you to all of you who have taken up a moment to listen to the show tonight. You know, without you, this show would not be what it is. Without your listening ears, we couldn't get this done. And I just want to thank my folks for their insight. I want to thank the fantastic folks who called in, those who were in the blog room and the chat rooms expressing their thoughts, both at Blog Talk and How Was Your Weekend. As always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time, ladies and gentlemen, please take the time to do me a favor and tell 3 more people to tune in with you next week as we come back with the Norm of Black America. Volume 3, Do We Have to Use a Condom? Now, you know the pattern. After the first 2 times, yeah, it's cool. But after you've been together a few times, come on, y'all. You ought to know me by now. That's right. We're going to talk about it, fam. Log in, listen, and learn. My name is Andy Brown. Ricky Wiggins is with me each and every week, ladies and gentlemen. Good night to the family. Go mob to the frat. And we gone.